at Barbecue for Life.
Oh my god.
I know. Milk's your friend.
Oh my god. Okay.
It makes me shake.
If you need a break, let us know.
No breaks. Holy shit.
Welcome to Uber Spicy, the hot new spicy food challenge restaurant edition. Tonight we are at Barbecue for Life on location. We have a special guest with us tonight, Nika. Welcome
Thank
to the
you.
Show.
Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. I live here.
Thank you for being a victim tonight.
I'm so nervous.
How are you with spicy food?
I like it. I thought I did.
You thought you did?
Yeah, and then I watched your guys' podcast or whatever. Yeah. Oh, they're going to kill me.
Oh, you'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
All right.
I'm still standing.
True. Our first sauce tonight is the mango
habanero.
This is a barbecue
sauce.
For life barbecue sauce.
That's a big bite.
Cheers.
Good tri tip, huh?
That's delicious. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We do that here.
Wow. Yeah. And that sauce is amazing.
It's pretty good sauce. Mm-hmm. We put it on our ultimate pig sandwich.
All right, I'm going to explain the rules of the game here tonight. We have six sauces. You have to finish one through five. You can have all the milk or liquids that you want. On the sixth one is the 5 minutes of fire challenge. To win the prize tonight, you have to go 5 minutes without any liquids after the last one.
Okay.
Yes. 5 minutes of fire.
They snuck that in.
That's on every episode if you watch to the end. All right, next one up is the Uber Spicy Original Habanero Hot Sauce.
What is this on?
This is on our house-made brat, the Pepper Jack Bratwurst.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. As Chris says, down the hatch.
Down the hatch.
Wow.
Oh, that's good.
All right, tell us about the beginning, starting in a food truck, and what was the inspiration?
Okay, so the husband and the wife, the husband is the carnivore, and they wanted to start a food truck, and the husband's sister, Sheila, is a vegan, and so she's like, I want to feed my vegans, and so they just collaborated, they made all their recipes are made by him or her, and they started in a little baby food truck and sweated it through and then eventually grew into, I think they were in that hotel that was off of the Roadway Inn.
Okay.
Yeah, they were there for a minute. And then now we're here in the Vista Village, 8 years.
Wow.
We also have a sister location. It's the Hit List. It's down off Shinden and by like the Revolution Concert House.
Mm-hmm.
So they do our burgers there too.
Oh.
Woo!
Yeah.
We're just getting started.
I can't even think.
It'll be fine. Now, is the Hit List, is that basically the same as Barbecue for Life?
A little bit. It's a little more it's counter service. It's a condensed menu, so it's not as vegan friendly. They do have a vegan option, but it's the gourmet burgers. So they take our house-made pastrami and our house-made chuck, and they make it into a pastrami ham cheeseburger.
Oh, cool.
And so they have all those fun little options down there. Here we are more dining style, we're more, you know, restaurant style type of. I'm trying not to drink the milk. I'm winning!
You serve alcohol?
We do serve alcohol.
You can have the milk up until the last one.
Okay, I should do it then, huh?
You should get it in before if you need it.
Sweating.
Also, if you'd like to come to your restaurant and film an episode of Uber Spicy to promote your business, contact us at gettoasted@toastedmarshmallowadventures.com.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Barbecue for Life. At Barbecue for Life, they have something for everyone.
Whether it's traditional barbecue you're looking for or vegan and vegetarian options that taste amazing and fill you up, come let them feed you.
Also, if you need gluten-free or dairy-free, this small mom-and-pop locally owned restaurant on Vista is the place that can take care of it all.
Everything is smoked, made, and baked in-house with love, including their wonderful desserts with vegan and gluten-free options available as well.
Along with wine choices and local craft beer on tap with a Merriweather cider option.
They are open every day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and located at 930 South Vista in the Vista Village.
Check them out.
They're delicious.
Let's go for the next one. This one is Tierfing's Curse, coming in at 99,000 Scoville units.
Holy crap. Okay,
this one is still a good one.
You said Sriracha was like 2,200 in one episode?
We didn't do Sriracha tonight.
No, we didn't. But this was what?
99,000,
yes.
You're like stoic over here. You're just like,
I'm trying to be, yeah.
We've done this before.
All right, please tell us what types of meats you serve.
Okay, as we know, we serve the tri-tip and
that's
the...
delicious.
That's a sneaker. We serve the house-made pepper jack brats. We also do house-made, everything's house-made, so stop it, Nika. We do the pastrami, pulled pork, ribs, baby back ribs. We do pastrami. We do meatballs on special, which they're running right now. We do also vegan options. We have tempeh, and we have a house-made greens and beans patty that is like a kale, garbanzo bean, really good.
And you guys make your own patties here?
We do. We make our cheeseburger patties out of the tri-tip trimmings and ground chuck, and then we also make the greens and beans patties here.
Oh, awesome.
Everything is made here.
Wow. Yeah. This one is pain.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And our next sauce tonight is the Bomb Beyond Insanity, coming in at 135,600 Scoville units.
Don't touch your lips.
Don't touch your lips.
Yeah. Watch the piercing.
Down the hatch.
What kind of experience can people expect when they dine at Barbecue for Life?
Oh my God.
I know.
Oh my God.
But swearing's allowed.
Oh,
yes. Awful.
I forgot the question.
Oh, what kind of experience can people expect when they come to Barbecue for Life?
Well, okay, so this is like a family-orientated place. We have a great culture. We love Bree. She's our boss. I sound so dumb. I'm awkward, so there's a lot of awkward stuff happening. It's just family. It's like, we will cater to you. We do the gluten-free. If you have dairy allergies, we'll take care of that. We bring everybody to one table, no matter what your food preference is. And we respectfully keep the food separated in the kitchen.
Oh, okay. Wow, you're killing it.
Yeah. I am drooling in my mouth.
Yeah. Mm. We have more milk.
That one was harsh. Yeah. Who likes that and what's wrong with that?
I think that's a novelty sauce.
Dang o' day. I'm crying and I have fake eyelashes on. I'm doing it, girl.
She's killing it.
Yeah.
Gosh.
All right.
And it gets hotter?
Yes.
Yeah, it just continues to burn.
This is our job.
Okay. Yeah. We love this.
Woo! Yeah.
It does kind of give you a, what, like an adrenaline thing?
Yeah.
Like
kind of does. Yeah.
Yeah.
High or something.
I want a lightsaber!
The next one up is Melinda's Ghost Pepper Wing Sauce and Condiment, coming in at 400,000 Scoville units.
Chris actually likes this one.
Okay.
I put this one on my eggs in the morning.
Yeah,
I love eggs.
I smell it.
Oh.
Besides staffing and supply chain issues, what is the biggest challenge in running a restaurant?
Oh, those are very good challenges.
That meat is delicious.
I know, I took
Thank
the
you.
Yeah, wow.
Thank
yeah,
you.
The meat
really
is
good.
Very good.
Wow.
Makes it all okay,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tri-tip's delicious.
Yeah.
What was the other one? Kielbasa?
It was, I don't know what that is. It was a bratwurst. Is that kielbasa?
I'm not sure. I think it's in the sausage family.
Okay. Yeah, it was just a pepper jack brat. Staffing and supply chain issues? Probably right now, and it's probably 'tis the season, but it's people in our seats. Like, I don't know what it is this time of year. Like, production's great. My staff is great right now. I just don't have the customers. So come eat with come us, eat, please. Yes. We are great.
Yes, that's part of the reason why we are here tonight to promote Barbecue for Life. So come see them.
Yes.
Come dine here. The meat is delicious, and you won't have to eat it with all the spicy shit on it.
No. God, no.
So please tell us where you're located, what the hours are.
Okay, so we're at 930 South Vista. We're in the Vista Village, which we love all our neighbors. So if you want to come down and eat food and then go down and get some Lee's candy, she's over here. They're just great. Bark and Purr's over there. And we are open every day, 11 to 9. 11 p.m. or 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day.
Wow.
Hey! Yeah.
You're our kind of people. I just did that to Chris today. I was like,
what's up?
Awkward.
I am so awkward. Yeah. Wow. My lips are tingling.
Yep. You still got your piercing, though.
I know.
Got your piercing. It's in, yes.
If you have some holes. I'm plugging everybody.
You are.
Yes.
Also, this is the first time we've ever been able to have a beer on Uber
Yay!
Spicy
because
we're normally in the car. It's frowned upon.
Weird.
All right, now it is time for our 5 minutes of fire challenge. Sauce number six is Hellfire Doom, coming in at 6.6 million Scoville units. Once we put this in our mouths, the timer starts for 5 minutes to win the prize. Are we telling them the prize tonight?
It's up to you. We switched it up.
The prize is a month of advertising on Uber Spicy.
So. I'm going to win. Okay. I'm going to win. Yeah. Okay. Oh, God. Okay.
All
Wait,
right.
Let me hit my vape.
I'm going to take one drink before.
Okay. All right.
All right. Down the hatch.
It's time for 5 minutes of fire.
In your opinion, what is the best thing on the menu at Barbecue for Life? Ugh.
You get that question out quick before I hit you, huh?
Yeah, I try. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. People buy this?
Probably just for shit like this.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, shit, I took a drink.
You sure did. I did it.
No,
I
you're
did
still
it.
Good.
Woo!
You're still good. I want to set this to
yes,
for
okay.
Me.
I can't yeah. believe you did that.
I can't
that.
Believe I did was, that also. Was, God wow. damn it.
Do we want to redo it? No, because then I'd have to eat again.
Yeah, no we'll just keep
okay.
it. I'm out of it.
No cut.
I don't win a prize anyway.
Woo! All right. What was the dang question, lady?
what is the best thing on the menu, in your opinion?
Now, mind you, I live here.
Yeah.
So I eat this food all the time, and I can always find mix-ups and stuff that are great.
Oh,
but on the menu, right now, because it switches, of course I would say our meatball, because our meatball's on special. They're house made, they're smoked. We do them two different styles. We do them with a marinara, or we do them with a barbecue style. He's like, fuck it, I'm drinking.
I know, I already lost. I'm drinking all
okay.
the drinks.
but typically without the meatballs,
oh my God.
I would honestly go for a vegan option, which is great. It's a mushroom mozzarella burger. It's one of my favorites. But the meat option would probably be the hot pastrami sandwich.
Ugh.
How long has it been?
We're
almost there, girl.
You're about 2 minutes.
You're not
in.
Even watery.
I'm not. I feel like my nose is dripping. I'm dying. I'm dying.
And do you do catering?
We do! We cater. Yes, Bree and I. Sometimes our kitchen manager, Morgan, because when I can't muscle it, he can, which I can most of the time. We will cater anything. We will go to you, we will set up, we will dish, we will serve, we will do whatever, or we will just let you pick it up. You can borrow our equipment. Well, you have to pay for rental. Our equipment.
You have a per person amount? Or
We
somebody
have, like,
having a party?
Yeah, so we tend to say a pound of meat feeds 3 to 4 people.
Wow.
And a gallon of our side feeds 17 to 20 people. So Bree is amazing at her job. She has been doing this for a long time. It's in the back of my throat.
I know. Mm-hmm.
It hurts.
It's really bad.
She's been doing this
a little
for a long
over
time.
Halfway.
Hell yeah. And so You call her catering phone and or text it, and she will walk you through step by step, and she'll make sure get the right amount. She makes cakes. She'll decorate cakes. We will do whatever.
Wow.
We love our customers and our people, and we'll take care of you.
And so do you have delivery on regular, or do you use DoorDash?
I use Uber, and I've actually just started this Menu-Fi thing through Square, so it's kind of an online ordering thing. It's still in the works.
Never heard of it.
Right? It's through RPOS, and they do all my online menus, order stuff or whatnot, but then Uber still delivers.
Okay.
So we are with Uber. This is insane.
I know.
A minute and a half left.
Heck yeah.
You got this.
What else we want to talk about?
Right? Keep me talking. Can I hit my vapor? Is that not
allowed? Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
What do you got,
so
Chris?
How long have you been with Barbecue for Life? So
personally, no, God, no. So I am a landscaper by trade.
Oh, okay.
I'm a welder.
Oh,
I know. And awesome. So I was landscaping, and then an off season, I came into waitress. And then the next year, my landscaping company was falling apart. So I was in here complaining, and Bree was like, I need a GM. And I was like, okay. And so here I am. I don't really know. I know now. I've been here for about a year, year and a half now. As the GM, and I've learned a lot. I really have. But this culture, these people that are the heart of Barbecue for Life, makes all the shit worth it. Like, we are unbelievably like giving and loving. They are.
It feels
and,
like there's
you know,
love here.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Even the customers that come in, like I have this one person just be like, your energy is so welcoming.
Yeah.
And it's just a place for us awkward people to be.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm slobbering. I've been to the dentist. it's a cool mom and pop vibe.
So if you've been out there not feeling like you have a place where you fit in,
come
you fit
on
in
down,
here.
Dude. And we have this bar.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Nika and Barbecue for Life, thank you so much for having us.
You're
welcome to have some milk now.
I did it.
Woo. Thank you for having Uber Spicy in your restaurant.
I did this.
And thank you for delicious meat. I know I can hardly talk at this part. You climbed the mountain of sauces, and honestly, you killed it. You went through the bomb, which is horrific.
Horrid.
And then Hellfire Doomed, and then you completed the 5 minutes of fire
challenge!
Woo! Woo! You are our first 2023 champion!
Thank you!
It's been a blast.
You guys are amazing.
We're
this was cool.
For your time.
Thank you for choosing us so much.
And everybody, please come out.
Come on
and
check
out.
Come out.
Yes, please.
Thank you so much for being on the show, and we'll see you next time on Uber Spicy.
Hey!